message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Our pastor took us through power for accessing new realms and new heights. And he made us understand yesterday that new realms is new life, is operating in new life, new level, new status, new victory, new abundance. And he equally mentioned that is about breaking forth on every side. And he went further to explain to us that it is not possible for us to access new realms without power. In fact, new realms or higher realms and higher heights is just a mirage without power. And yesterday he also took us through keys to accessing power. One of the keys he mentioned is prayer. He said that a prayerful Christian is a powerful Christian. And he made us understand that our level of investment in prayer is what determines the return. The return of investment that will access. You cannot have a little or a minimal input and you expect to have a great result. So it's not possible. So it made us understand that we must strive as much as possible to have a massive investment in the place of prayer so that we can be able to command greater result. And yesterday as well, it made us understand that fasting is one of the keys to accessing power to new realms. And he said that fasting is essential for every believer. It's not optional. It's something we must do. And it's very, very important. And he said to us also that fasting is a major tool that launches a man into higher heights. And he told us on profitable approaches to fasting. He said, number one is that we must have a clearly defined purpose why we are fasting. We are not just fasting because my neighbor is fasting. No, we must have a well-defined purpose for fasting, and we must also engage our heart to see God. And lastly, he said we must confess and forsake our sins. We must confess and forsake our sins. And this evening, we are going to be looking at overcoming forces against new realms. Overcoming forces against new realms. I want us to understand that God has destined every one of us for new realms and for higher height. That's the plan of God for us. In fact, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, that ye are the light of the world, that we are the light of the world, that a city set on a hill cannot be hid. That's the level to which God has placed us. And God wants us to operate in higher realms. In fact, the word of God also made it clear to us in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13, that we are the head, that the Lord shall make us the head and not the tail, above and never beneath. It is extremely important for us to understand this fact, that God has destined us. God did not destine us or create us for the purpose of scratching the ground. Because the scripture says that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, it made us understand that God formed us so that we can be fruitful, so that we can multiply, so that we can subdue the earth, so that we can also have dominion. That's the primary purpose God has created us. And it is very important for us to have this mindset so that we can position ourselves better for higher realms and higher heights. I would also like us to understand that higher realms and higher height is progressive. It's not that God says, oh, I want you to have dominion, and you just have dominion in little space and you are comfortable. No. God does not want us. Why did I know that? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18 says, the path of the just is like the shining light that shineth brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. So that means God designed us not just for us to shine bright, but to keep shining brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. That is the plan of God for our lives. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that's to tell us that living or living in higher realms and a higher height is a progressive walk. We don't get tired of today's success and feel like, oh, we have arrived. No, we have to keep moving higher, moving higher. I want us to imagine, let's look at the Israelites. Imagine that after conquering Jericho, they just decided and said, oh, we have already conquered Jericho, so let's just have our seat here. Let's relax here. There's nothing more to do. No, there is more. And I can remember there was a song choir minister some time ago which says that there is more that is found in you. I can't remember the song. The song says we should never settle for less because there is more that's found in him. So no matter the level or the realms that you're operating now, I want us to believe that that is not the peak of the level God wants us to operate. We must not settle for less. We must not allow the accomplishment of today to hinder us from accessing higher realms and higher heights. And I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. So we are going to be looking at factors against new realms and new height. And we're going to be looking at one factor today. But there's something I want to give us another. I just want to paint a picture in our minds. We are familiar with airplanes, or we see airplanes. But one thing I understood about airplane is that they require a lot of energy to take up. An airplane, the amount of forces that acts against an airplane is, I mean, the airplane needs to produce a higher force that can overcome the gravity force and too many additional forces that act against an airplane. And that shows us, or that goes to tell us, that as believers, as creator of God, there are forces that always want to keep us at, I mean, on the ground. There are forces that doesn't want us to ascend higher. An airplane has to exert a lot of energy to take a lift. And so as believers, there are a level of energy we must exert. There are forces we must conquer for us to take a lift. And one of those forces is family or environmental forces. Family or environmental forces. These are forces from home that wants to suppress a person's destiny. They are principalities and powers that are vowed to limit a person. These are powers from the kingdom of darkness, from our family, or as a result of the family we came out from, that does not want us to go beyond certain level, that does not want to achieve certain level of success in life. So these are the forces that hinders us from really accessing the best that God has planned for us. And in fact, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of the world, and against principalities. And against spiritual wickedness in high places. That shows us that the forces that wage war against us, they are not forces that we use physical ammunition to fight. No, we use spiritual ammunition to fight them, because it shows how powerful these forces are. And if you are going to fight a battle with a powerful forces, it means you need a much more powerful, or you need something that is much higher that can overcome such forces. And I pray that God will help us overcome every power of darkness, every family, every household enemies that is limiting our progress in Jesus' name. I also want us to understand tonight that household enemies are they are more dangerous. Why? Because they are usually, we are less conscious about them, because we feel like, oh, it's my brother, it's my sister, or it's my cousin. We feel like, oh, they can't really do us harm. And it makes us much more prone to attack from this set of people. And that's why Bible told us about Cain and Abel. We discover that Cain killed off, find it very easy to kill Abel. Why? Because Abel never had that thought in his mind that his brother would be the one that would kill him. He never had that mind. And that's why it's always much difficult for us to fight family forces. It's always difficult, but by the help of God, with the assistance of heaven, the victory is assured. The victory is assured. And I also want us to know that they are used to our habits. I mean, these family forces knows us. They know some of our weak points. They know our characters. They know us. They know our schedules. They know everything we do. So they can easily predict us. So that makes such battles to be really, really difficult. In fact, there's something I believe. There's this popular Yoruba adage. I think I've not received the grace yet, like Pastor Moshibi and other and Papa. But there's this saying that Togunle Oba Jani Todeole Togunle Oba Pani Todeole Pani. That is, if the household battle cannot overcome us, then it's very difficult for an outside force to come and say they want to conquer us. No, it's very, very, very difficult. It's very, very difficult. And I also want us to know that it takes someone close to lift us or to drown us. And that was what happened to the case of Abel. That was also what happens to Joseph's brother. They found it very easy to either kill him or sell him. Why? Because of the close relationship. The close relationship didn't give him any idea of, any hint that people who are close to him could do such harms to him. So that means we have to really be spiritually alert for us to overcome family forces that wages against our access to higher heights and higher realms. So I want us to look at how does family enmity start? How does family enmity start? Number one way through which it starts is when we begin to exhibit signs of greatness. When we begin to exhibit signs of greatness. I don't know, but it's generally believed, or some people have this notion that the elder or the eldest must be more prosperous than the youngest. But in God's principle, it's not like that. Or in God's way, it is not like that. Now, God does not bless people by age. Neither does He bless them by their size. He just blesses them by their adherence to principle and obedience of His word. Now, when Bible says, the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, there were additional clauses, though, that is, if we obey His commands. So, the fact that you are the head does not mean you must be the most successful. What makes us to be most successful is obedience and adherence to God's principle. And this has really made a lot of people to fall victim of family forces, from cousins, brothers who have not yet been broken. And by the level of the success God has given to possibly a much younger person in the family, they feel like, this is Ojoro, it can't be. No, this person must not succeed. That was exactly what happened to Joseph. His brothers felt like, how old are you, sir? At least I was even there when they did your naming ceremony. So how can you be the head of all of us here? It's not possible. So it was because they were not broken and they didn't have the mentality that is actually obedience to God's instruction. And also by grace, that a man can excel and prosper in life. And because of that, they decided to act as an enemy. They decided to hinder, they decided to stand against him. They decided to make things difficult for him. And if not for divine intervention, by the help of God, I believe definitely that God has a plan for everybody and He has a way of executing His plan. But God used that wickedness in the heart of His brothers to push Him to where He really wanted Him to get to. And that was the same thing God did when Jesus came. The devil never knew that it was the death that will really bring the salvation of men. So he was pushing that, let's kill him, let's kill him, let's kill him. Why? Because they never had an hint into what God really wanted to do. So I want us to take note of this. No matter the level God is taking us, or is taking our brothers or our family members, we must always appreciate that And we also must strive hard. We must work hard by the help of God to also attain greatness. We must not be envious of somebody else's success to the level where we be create an enmity between us and that person. That's not what God wants to do for us. We could also see that in the life of Daniel. When in Daniel chapter 6, I want us to quickly read that. Daniel chapter 6 from verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over this trip president, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the president and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find none occasion. But they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. We could also see that Daniel, as a result of God's favor and the Spirit of God upon him, other co-princes and presidents were envious of the level God moved him to. God moved him from a lower level, relatively lower level, to a much higher level. And we could see that as a result of that, the people around him were envious of his position. And this brings me to the fact that the more our success is always attracting enemies. So if you are successful, you must know fully well that you have more enemies to fight, or you have more battles to fight. And there's one thing, there's an assurance of victory that we have in Christ. Colossians made us know that having spoiled principalities and powers, he made an open show of them, triumphing over them. God has given us an assurance of victory, and that is very important. But at the same time, we must be mindful that the higher we go, the more success we have, then the more enemies we attract. Why? Because men or their forces of darkness doesn't want us to fulfill our destiny, doesn't want us to fulfill the plans of God for our lives. Also, another way through which family enmities start is when they don't know your past and they refuse to accept what God is doing in your life now. This is very, very common, especially when, let's say for instance, you were a borrower before and God has fulfilled his word that says you will no longer be a borrower but a lender. And they will start feeling like, he used to come to our house to come and borrow this. He used to come and borrow matches. He used to come and borrow granite oil and all of this. But because your level has changed, they find it difficult to believe, to accept that new status that God has moved us to. So this creates enmity. This triggers enmity amidst the family. Because they knew us, they knew the level we were, and they cannot just explain how we got from the level we were before to the level we are now. Just like David's brothers, they could not just fathom how just an ordinary shepherd boy would cease from being a shepherd boy and become a king. They could not just explain it. The gap is too wide. You cannot just find the path that links from being a shepherd boy to being in the palace. And that's one of the things that creates enmity. Sometimes, maybe some think, I know this boy. I know he's not really very brilliant. In our secondary school days, in fact, he used to carry last. But now, you now hear that this guy is in the higher institution and he's the best in the entire school. Then they begin to feel like, how is it possible? We know him now. We know him. It's not possible. In fact, I even saw his SSC result. Maybe he had more of C, D. No. They are forgetting the fact that the promises of God standard sure. When God has promised us and we live and abide by the principles of His word, our status is no longer limited to what people think we were or what people think we used to be. No, there's a transition. There's a transition. So we must be mindful of this. And I also want to say that there's this popular saying that what is good, what is not good requires prayer. And what is good also needs prayer. I want to say that what is good even needs much prayer. Because there's more battle to fight when God has moved us from where we were to another level. It is extremely important. Nobody can explain how a bread seller turns to be a model. I know this. Some of us heard this some time ago, that just a bread seller in less than 24 hours, her status changed, and she became a model. Nobody could explain that. But I believe that there may be some of his family that will say, how can this be? They will find it difficult to accept the new status, the new level God has taken this person to. So we must be mindful. We must not, as God is moving us higher, then it means we have higher responsibility to pray more. We have higher responsibilities to pray more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I also want to say this, that we should not write ourselves off. Why? Because God has not written us off. So it doesn't matter the level we are right now. Things will still get better. Now the Bible says you are a lender, not a borrower. You may be lending today, but that does not mean that is who you are. I mean, you may be borrowing today, but that does not mean that is who you are. In fact, when God showed Joseph the picture of where he's taking him to, his situation and his circumstances at that point doesn't commensurate. But he believed and he held on to it. And it's my prayer that every power of darkness, every status that is not of God, that people are calling us, the Lord will transform it in the name of Jesus. You may have been borrowing, but today marks the end of borrowing in your life in Jesus' name. You are operating in the realm of a lender and not a borrower in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Another point that we're going to look at, how enmity starts in family, is when you have refused to work in their ungodly counsel. When you have refused to walk in their ungodly counsel. Sometimes, or perhaps, they have asked us and said, it's just one cup of alcohol now, and it's not going to do anything. But because of the level of wisdom we have according to the word of God in Proverbs 21, and we decide not to walk in that path, and then God blesses us, they begin to hold grudges, they begin to create enmity forces against our lives. Or perhaps there's this particular example is more practical. My first place of employment, I was given an accommodation, and myself and two other colleagues were there as well. And we decided that, okay, every morning we'll go to the office together. And because of that decision, I found out that we're getting late to the office. We're supposed to resume at 8, but because we always want to go together, we'll get to the office by 8:30, 8:20. But there was a day I just felt like, this is wrong. And I decided that, okay, see, from this moment forward, let everybody go to the office on their own. And I started getting to the office much earlier. And lo and behold, they started calling me Omoga, this and that and that and that and that and that. When you are doing the right thing, people who are doing the wrong thing will always find fault in you, and they will always create enmity with you. Praise the Lord. Perhaps somebody has asked you and say, let's be going to nightclubs now. It's just Friday. It's just every Friday. It's not every day. And you have decided that, no, you are not going to do this because it's not what God wants us to do. It's not the kind of life. It's not the new life God has given us. Bible says, if you are in Christ, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's not the kind of life. Choosing to live the life of God makes us to have enemies. Why? Because we are not living and we are not working in the ungodly way. And Bible even says it, that those who walk in, narrow is the way that leads to heaven and broad is the way that leads to destruction. So meaning that majority are walking in the wrong way. And there's this notion that when you don't join the majority, you are wrong, which makes people begin to create some sort of enmity with us. And I pray that God will help us to overcome such in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. There are a few counsel for us to take note of. Number one, this counsel are to help us overcome family forces. And number one is that one, we must be born again. One thing I believe is that we cannot live a victorious life, and we cannot access the power that God has given us to overcome every battles of life outside the kingdom of God. It's not just by coming to church, but by having a personal relationship with God. That's what releases power from heaven upon us to overcome every operations of the wicked, every operations of the powers of darkness. And so it's extremely important that we must be born again. We must stop hiding under collective coverings, or we must stop hiding under the fact that, oh yes, I go to church. No, it's not about church. It's about personal relationship with God. It's about personal relationship. It's not about the fact that, oh, in fact, I'm even in the choir department. I sing every Sunday. In fact, sometimes I even lead the choir in the song. No, it's not about that. You may be in the workforce, but you have a personal relationship with God. That's really what being born again is all about. It's not about the working for God, that is WORKING, but working with God, WALKING. Another thing that we must take note is that we must pray to God to expose the evil plans of family members and close associates. Because these kind of forces are difficult to fight, it takes a level of revelation, divine revelation from God, to help us identify where battles are coming from. And you know, sometimes when you don't know where the battle is coming from, it becomes very difficult. Imagine that there's a gunshot and you can't really pinpoint, oh, where is this gunshot coming from? That means it's difficult for you to fight such battles. It's very difficult. But when God opened our eyes, God shows us things that we don't even know of. That's why Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says that, call upon me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. There are some hidden secrets that pertains to our safety, that pertains to our fulfillment of destiny, that we cannot get anywhere except from God. And when we don't allow God to direct us, when we don't pray to God to expose all these hidden secrets to us, we are much more vulnerable to the attacks from close family members and associates. Another counsel for us is that we must ask God to deliver us from every evil arrows so that we can fulfill our destiny. Devil is always shooting arrows, different kind of arrows. Sometimes it may be arrows of poverty. Sometimes it may be arrows of sicknesses. Sometimes it may be arrows of failure, just to frustrate our effort. But when we pray, God helps us avert such arrows and gives us success. Another point that we must take note is that we must walk in the fear of God and in wisdom always. We must walk in the fear of God and in wisdom always. This is very important. If we don't walk in the fear of God, we are much more liable to the attacks from the kingdom of darkness. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fearing God is not being afraid. It's not about being afraid of God, but it's about living in His precept. It's about walking according to His word. It's not like being afraid, like, I'm afraid of walking in the night by 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. That's not the fear of God. That's not the fear of God. Fear of God is about walking in the word of God. It's about walking according to the precept of God. And when we walk according to the precept of God, there is so much release of wisdom. And this wisdom teaches us how to undo family enmity. It teaches us where to walk to, where not to walk to. Because there are some people that, by not having discernment of where to go and not to go part time, they are falling victim of being, falling victim of family attacks. So this wisdom we get when we walk according to the word of God and when we fear God. And I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. God will empower us to live in the victory He has already won for us in Jesus' name. And the Lord will help us to fulfill our destiny in the name of Jesus. The Lord will move us from one level of success to a higher level of success in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-788-78 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.